Wednesday nights aren't welcome. There's an interesting din, interesting to me at least, I don't know if it is to you, an interesting din of Chayshim Mishpat that actually has ramifications in all our Bechelki Shulchan Aruch. Probably the Shulchan Aruch Habura. The Shulchan Aruch Habura probably learned this. It's in Hilchos Halvah, Simim and Beis. It says, Mishim Agadol Yosom B'toch Beiso, if someone raises a Yosom B'toch Beiso, it would more, you have that also, but you also have ramifications that have an adopted child. Because of all of the shtar, and in the shtar it says B'ni, a shtar is written, doesn't matter about what, but he calls him Ben. Or Hayosim Kosov Al Hamagadlo Avi, O Imi, Lo Mikri Mezuyuf, it's not apostle shtar, it's not true, but kosher, it's kosher. Why? Hoyol V'Gadluhu, since he raised him, Ro'i Lichtov Kach. And it says, Kol Hamagadol Yosim B'toch Beiso, Kilu Yoldo, Kol Hamalami Torah, right, Kilu Yoldo. So the Mepharshim bring that down also. The Shulchan Aruch just says it's Roy Lichtov Kach because he raised him. Now this has ramifications in the Ksuba or in a Get. It's always an issue what to write. Ksuba, if adopted, they don't. Many times there's sensitivity. First of all, sometimes they don't know, although nowadays. There's always, nowadays the shita certainly is one of disclosure to tell the child that they're adopted. Certainly in halacha, the poiskim, almost all poiskim, virtually all poiskim say that you're mechuyev to tell, that you see in the Gemara with choshesh for people marrying their relatives if you don't tell in such cases. So the poskim certainly demand full disclosure. Nowadays, anyway, they think they make disclosure. Although they might not tell you to whom, so you don't really solve the problem. But at least you can check into it and make sure. But what they do in the ksuba, and again, it's not such a, usually there's not such a sensitivity by a get, but by a ksuba, there's more of a sensitivity. They're reading it out loud. So there's different nuschos that the poskim suggest. B'di'eved, though, they're a soymech on this ramah. And b'di'eved, if nothing else will work, they taka write Ben, and they write the adopter's name because of this ramah, and it's kosher. The ramah talks about b'di'eved, but many times the situation is one of b'di'eved.